Case number 10902, Richard and Barbara Leifried, north of Long Neck Road, north of Circle Drive, being lot 45 within Bay City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the minimum lot coverage requirement in a mobile home park.
Names and addresses, please.
25882 Circle Drive, lot 56, Bay City, Millsboro, Pennsylvania, Delaware.
Would you be Barbara Leifried?
Yes, I would.
Richard, same address?
Yes, same address.
Right. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
yes,
truth?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. What we're doing or trying to do is replace a porch that we have on our property and extend it 8 foot with 6 foot steps for a total of 14 foot. We bought the property in March. It was not lived in for a year. The existing porch had that plastic over the windows, and it became brittle because there was no heat in there, and we had dogs, and as soon as they got against with their paws, it shredded. So therefore, any furniture that I had in the existing porch area got wet. Plus, the floor that they had put down originally hadn't come all the way to the end, and there was area for mice to come in and mosquitoes and things like that. So we went and had an estimate made and decided on a porch from Patio Systems that would be enclosed a little bit bigger because we're trying to get the mobile home ready in case something would happen that one of us would become wheelchair bound or something like that. So we wanted an area there, and it would have heat in and everything that we could look out to the bay. Mm-hmm. And so we had the patio system people come, and they gave us an estimate, and we thought we had all the permits, but evidently it needed to become a variance mm-hmm. issue. We can either extend towards the road, towards Circle Drive, mm-hmm. or we can go towards the bay. The problem is they already took the existing porch enclosure away, so I have pictures of what it used to look like and how it looks now. Okay. And
want them?
Yes.
Would you like to see
yes,
them?
Yes, please, if you'll hand them down to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we understand that there is a 35% lot coverage, and we're over it, but I believe they were over it before when we bought the property.
What we're trying to do is improve the place.
Yes.
And make it nice looking.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, well, the next part on this shed, you're going to replace an old shed with a new 12 by 24?
Yes.
Well, what
at
size
the same,
shed is that?
Right now we have an 8 by 10.
8 by 10
shed?
Yeah,
and it's falling apart.
It's falling apart also.
All right, let me get this made. Okay, you're replacing an 8 by 10 with a 12 by 24, or you'd like to?
We would like to.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
But the porch will
be
all.
Now, this is a picture. Excuse me. This is what you have, or you
now.
Did have.
No, that's what we have now.
You have now.
Right. And that'll be all enclosed in glass.
This is what you did have.
Yeah.
You better understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go out another?
Well, they yeah. already have it. They had started when they tore down the old mm-hmm. porch. Okay.
Okay, so I can show about. Okay, yeah. This is the old one.
That's the old one, and I think there's another picture of
yeah.
it. When they tore it down, they did extend towards Circle Drive.
When you say
that's when the people came to the courthouse and made them stop.
So when you say they extended it, that's a patio people.
Patio system.
Yeah, they made it 8 foot.
They've already it's already erect or already ready now, other than closing in.
No, it's not closed in.
No, I said, but it's ready. It can be closed in. You've
yes,
already
sir.
Done.
Yes, it's ready to be closed in.
Yeah, we have.
And the steps and the steps put on.
Steps are already in there?
No.
Not yet? Okay. So I get better under, get better understanding?
Well, we'd like to put steps down, put a patio door there to go toward Circle Drive so they can go in and out.
Yeah.
There.
Instead of us walking all the way around to the other side towards the bay to get in and out, we thought it would be easier because you park right there where we were going to put the new steps.
And it's right along the house. I mean, it's right connected.
And it's not going to be longer than the house is. It's not going to be, any wider than the one that already is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it would be a little 8 foot longer.
Yeah. So you're removing your shed? Or just a new shed you just put in?
That's the old one.
That's the old one.
Taking it out?
Yes. Yeah, we would like to.
Replace it.
12 by 24. This is an 8 by 10, and they want to go 12 by 24.
It still wouldn't be bigger than because he would move it back towards the end
the
of the alley.
We'll meet the setbacks, just putting this new one in with this 8 by
10. Yeah, that wouldn't have come out to the edge of the house where you see it there, the door.
Right. It's 4 feet wider than what you already have now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And it will meet the setbacks, he was asking. It will.
Because if you got an 8 by 10 and you're going to replace it now with a 12 by 24, you're
right.
going to go out
it'll
four
go
feet.
Four, it'll go 4 foot towards the alley.
Right.
And it'll go 4 foot towards the
back.
The front of, the, I mean, the side of the
side
house
of the
house. Yeah, where so the porch will be. But it won't extend out past the house.
Okay.
How much bigger is your plan for the new porch as opposed to the old one?
It would be 8 foot.
Well, the old porch, is an 8 by 10?
Yeah.
And they're going...
You have the plan there.
11.
What I want to know is how much bigger the new porch is than the old one.
Okay, here is the
old...
In
terms of square footage.
It would come to 11.84.
Okay.
And the other...
So the other one was 8, and now it's going to be 12.
Right.
So it's 12 by 12, correct?
I believe, yes.
That's the additional portion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 144 square feet extra there, correct?
Yes. Well,
I'm multiplying, right?
I'm trying to.
In a few years.
Per the survey, Mr. Burrell, it says proposed porch to be 95 square feet.
To be what?
95
square feet.
Okay.
The at the top one? To the left. Okay. The surveyor's measurements there.
And the old one was? The old one was how big? I mean, what's...
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure out how much bigger the new stuff is than the old one.
Well,
because you're not just replacing, you're making stuff bigger.
I'm making it 8 foot longer, yes.
Okay.
It's the same width as what the old porch would be.
Okay.
And we just...
So it looks like it was 12 feet wide, so now you're making it 8 feet longer?
Yeah.
It's a total of 14 foot is what it would be.
Okay, so that's 8 by 12, which is...
96.
There you go, 96.
Okay. That'd be 96, right? 16, yeah, it'd be 96 square
on
feet.
Porch.
On the
and
porch.
The shed is also bigger.
Which is, which now is 12 by 24. 240, that's 288.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 96, 288 with the shed, the difference to what you had. That's 288. That's 374 square feet that we're over so far then.
Was there a variance approved before for this unit?
It was all non-conforming.
Okay. Are the applicants signing the sheet that states they understand that they have to convince us they're meeting the standards?
Yes.
Okay. You folks remember filling out your application, you signed a paper saying that you understood the standards for granting a variance, and you're charged with convincing this board that you meet those standards?
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay. When you filled out the application, that's okay. When you filled out the application, it explained that there were 5 standards for granting a variance, and you have to meet those standards, and they include uniqueness, that the property can't otherwise be developed, it's not created by the applicant, it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum to afford relief. And the charge for you this evening is to convince this board that you meet those standards.
Okay.
Okay. And you signed a piece of paper saying you understood that.
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. Now that we understand what you want, let's hear why you meet those standards.
Okay. Well, the uniqueness, which is your number 1A, we have a small lot, but we have access from all the sides for emergency vehicles. There would be no problem, even if we would put a new shed in, that the emergency vehicles couldn't go through because we have the
An alley
on the side, plus the front and the back are accessible. They have the road. There's no existing porch lot coverage. The existing porch that we have on, we're just basically replacing. We could, like I said, go towards the bay with it, or we could do the way that we want it to, which would add a couple feet and then put the steps. And we were under the assumption that the agent, the contractor, got all the permits, but if he did, I guess you pulled them because that's why we're here.
Who was the contractor?
It was Ron Simmons with Patio Systems. I believe they're in Lewis.
Do you have an address?
I do.
How long has this been complete?
Pardon?
How long has it been complete?
Been incomplete.
How long has this been completed? Is it done? Is it completed?
No. It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
We have it all open since September.
Yeah.
Okay. But the contractor has started work.
Well, all he did was tear down the old one, and then he
put the
framed up the new.
Yeah.
The 8-foot piece that has the floor. Yeah.
Did he obtain the permit, or did you?
He did.
Okay.
He was to obtain them all, and then we were told we needed a survey, so we went to and got a survey.
And they messed up. They were there four different times, so.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not sure I heard what was unique about the property that required this request. But
well, the only thing that, like I said, was the existing porch that was on was brittle and everything because they didn't have heat in it for a year.
It was all plastic.
It was the plastic on top of the
windows and everything. And somebody else put the other porch on, there was about that much gap around the side of the house in the front where the other stuff sat on, where the framework sat on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What we're looking for in uniqueness, there's a unique physical circumstance or condition that requires your request and that the property can't otherwise be developed.
It can't.
It cannot otherwise be developed without the variance. That's the sort of uniqueness we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The only thing I can say is if without the variance, we can't go forward.
Right.
And we're going to have an open porch where the water comes in and everything when it rains.
Okay.
And I had furniture in there, and now I have it stored everywhere in the house.
Right. Okay. Go ahead with the other standards.
But I think it'll make it a nice appearance with it all enclosed in glass.
And that's not one of the standards.
Well, that's all right. Okay. I still threw that out.
So go ahead with the other standards.
Pardon?
Go ahead and address the other standards.
Well, difficulty due to such unique condition and not related general. If you please explain, the only difficulty I have is that I can't go forward unless you would prove it. And there's no effect on the surroundings. Variance will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property. The answer to that is no. The variance will be detrimental to public welfare. No.
Why is that? You say no. I mean, again, you need to convince us that, and it won't. Would you folks like more time to prepare?
We never did this before.
Okay,
so.
I understand. Was it explained to you when you applied?
That we would be asked these questions.
Okay.
I mean, what more do you want out of these questions? I mean, I don't understand it either.
Okay.
I mean, we've never done...
Fair enough. I understand.
Run up against this anyplace, really.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
No, it's just we know.
I mean, we don't understand either.
Okay.
We're trying to do our best. And
but we want to help you with it. Try to help
you. I appreciate that.
We want you to know that. That's what we're here for. To do anything other than that.
Okay.
So
okay.
That being said, I would... Maybe they would be given some time to maybe go home and try to, you know, look at these and read them and come back. You know, something like that. Just to give you a chance, you know, leave it open. I mean, that's just... open to them. I'm just throwing this out to the other board members. See how they feel.
In most cases, in most every case, not many. It's very difficult to find that a variance request meets all five standards. That's what this board is charged to do: is to be convinced and find that that is the case.
Okay.
So in most cases, the applicant needs to be creative. Okay. You need to. I guess think hard about the situation and how it's unique in regards to, you know, the standard and so forth.
Otherwise, we go home and have to turn around and go back again in front of the board.
Or we can vote on it based on what you've...
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
All right.
Except you have all the measurements, you have the...
Well, we understand what you're asking for.
Well, that's...
But what we don't understand, what you haven't... At least to me, you haven't convinced us that you meet these standards for granting that variance request.
Well, how else do you go about it? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we were otherwise told that this is under the grandfather clause, so that a lot of
Now, here's your fundamental problem. You all were grandfathered at one point by the Planning and Zoning Commission, but you removed... some of your improvements, and when you do that, you destroy that grandfather.
Okay.
So now you go back and you have to meet the code as it exists today.
That's your problem.
Your situation, it has nothing to do with moving stuff forward or backward. You're over the 35% coverage limit. That's the reason you need a variance, or you have to remove the improvements and bring it down to 35. So you've got to look at the code and explain to the board why you should be entitled to exceed 35%. That's your situation.
That's what you got.
Okay.
Hey, otherwise, there would be no reason for the board to approve anything over 30 to 35% lot coverage, and you're going to have to remove improvements. So if the board lets you go back and think about it, they're going to vote on it. You'd be wise to sit down with an attorney.
Goodness gracious. Okay.
It's not, I mean, depends on how important this is to you.
Or a consultant.
Well, we moved down here. And we retired down here, okay?
So do a lot of people.
Well, I understand that.
But there's a code that's out there, and everybody meets that, whether you're new here or whether you grew up here. I mean, it's
okay.
The same
code. All right.
Okay. That's not ours. But that here.
I don't know what else to say.
So think in terms of what Mr. Burrow has just told you. Think in terms of answering these five questions to answer that question.
Okay.
Why from the grandfather, being you're coming out of the grandfather clause, to why you want to improve this deck and answer those questions.
And why you need to do this to in you know, in meeting and how you meet the standards by that request.
It's like you're starting all over.
Some creative thinking is usually what prevails.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
It's one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons that we have the list of questions, and this is for everyone out here. The list of questions that's in there, you know, helps you is kind of a guide to help you to determine, you know, how you meet these standards. Okay, and we put that out there some time ago, and people were coming in there going, yes, it does, no, it doesn't, and we weren't being convinced. So then we said, here's the standards, and that's why we get you to sign a paper saying you understand that, and you will be prepared to convince us of that, because it would be nothing would be greater than us to be able to just say, okay, and you know, nobody's in opposition, and
understand.
Yes, you can, but
okay.
But the law requires us
all right
to be convinced.
Then we'll start over again.
Okay. We'll see what the board
The other thing also, Mr. Calloway, is it was advertised for tonight, so you've got to determine if there are people who wish to speak either for or in favor, even if you do want to recess it.
All right. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 people in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, it appears that you have people here that are in support that maybe can help you with that, that solution.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion that we...
Recess
the hearing until the applicant can be better prepared to address the standards for granting a variance.
You want to just do it for next Monday?
19th?
Will that work for you, or do you want
to? We're going to head home for Christmas to the kids and everything.
Sure.
Then
until the applicant can let the office know when they're prepared sometime within the next...
January the 9th is our first meeting.
Yeah. Before the end of January.
That would be fine. Okay. We appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
Yep.
January 9th?
January the 9th is our first regular meeting of the new year.
Okay.
Will you be...
We'll be back.
You'll be back?
Then that would be the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we will recess case number 10,902 until January the 9th, 2012, to allow the applicant time to review these standards for granting the variance and to come back.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Much. Appreciate that.
All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.